Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Among the shadow of your wings, your influence is all over me. I'm under the shadow of your wings, your influence is all over me. I am victorious, and I have overcome. I am victorious, and I have overcome. I am victorious, and I have. Your influence is all over us. We are under the shadow of your wings. Your influence is all over me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Get seated. Tonight's theme is centered on the new man and his new world. Amen. I want to beg you tonight. I want to beg you for one thing. Will you listen? Care not about your neighbor. Yes. Are you here? You have to help me to help you. What? Well, no, calm down. You know, some people are wondering what the hell is wrong with these folks. Amen. Listen, we are not mad. Huh? Remember this scripture? Be not drunk with wine therein in excess. It said, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Listen. When the disciples were filled with fear, let me say it like a UK person, fear. They were gathered in the upper room, isn't it? Scared. They were very scared. And Jesus came amidst them. Jesus started the noise. Listen, when he entered, he said, all hail. Are you listening? Jesus started the noise. You know, some people think they are spiritual, Babim. That's not what affirms spirituality. Alright? You can be kneeling and crying, and a demon of cancer is upon your head. Every time we spoke about sound in scripture, is attached to victory. Amen. We are not having youthful exuberance. We know exactly what is happening. Are you here? We are new kind of people. New kind of people. We only talk the word of God. We only believe the word of God. Say, my reality is God's word. Say, my only reality is God's word. Say, my path shines brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. Yes, see that. If people are fainting in Michael Jackson concert, you have not even started. Yes, see that. Yes, see that. Amen. The Bible said, I have what? Given them my word so that my word. So what moment is what? Joyous moment. Are you here? This way this brother is looking at me, he's wondering. You are here? It's like, talk about the new creation. Focal scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17 is the most popular scripture. Or talk about new creation. Did you read some of the testimonies? I saw one online while I was following the lady with addiction of smoking and drugs. How many of you heard that? And we picked her out by the Spirit of God in a service like this. And that was the end. And she kept hearing the word of God. Now look how wicked Satan is. A lady smoking, taking drugs. A lady, not a man. The devil wants to kill you, destroy you by lying to you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He has come but what? Steal. And what? And what? He's trying so hard. He's trying so hard. But it's a wasted effort. You know, the guy has not learned. He's so foolish. He's yesterday foolish, today foolish, forever foolish. So consistent in foolishness. You know, the Bible says something about him in 1 Corinthians 2. He said, if he was speaking in agony, he said, if I had known, I would have known what? Crucified. Now he's trying to crucify you. He's foolish. Now, he was trying to destroy your life until suddenly the word of God came to you. Now, the same leg over that Jesus did to him is the same leg over that you're about to do to him. Some of you who leave this service, they know you to be chain smoker. You are living as a chain evangelist. You know what I mean? Chain, that kind of evangelist that does not grieve for anybody. You must receive. Are you guys here tonight? Fret not. There is no problem before God. Only solutions. Paul speaking, he said, and my God shall supply some. All your needs are here in the glory. Listen, I'm not lying to you. I speak under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. You have cancer tonight, it's crushed. You have eye problem, glaucoma, whatever coma, is removed. Some of you remember my wife, my beautiful wife, many years ago. Listen, she was using glasses before. I didn't know I was going to marry her when God healed her through my life. I just did it for the glory of God. Don't think I just gave and I took. No. From a clear conscience. I'm sure if it was love that was pushing me, that means the love of the world, God would have not allowed that healing to flow. I was just being sincere. She came to church and she was wearing one eyeglass. She looked quite old, like 60 something. And I said to her, I said, how old are you? She told me her age. I said, and you are wearing these glasses? She said, no, it's in our family. My mother, my waiting, they had it, so they transferred. By default, they transferred. I said, welcome to GCMI. And I removed it. By the power of God. I didn't just remove it. What did I do?
I broke it. I said, now that the thing is broken, let me see how you see. If you don't have faith tonight to receive, go and don't see. Now, that was the last time she ever. And listen. We're not saying this to excite you. It will happen to you tonight, according to your faith. One of the things the Holy Spirit told me tonight was that as the word is coming forth, miracles will be breaking out. Even before we start asking for miracles, it will start happening. The Holy Spirit cannot be limited. Are you listening to me? The Bible says, while Peter was yet speaking to them, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. It was not religiously. He didn't call them as they lift your hands. No, while he was speaking the word, the Spirit fell upon them. And all their needs were met. All, not some. Some of you after Kabord. That thing you've been dreaming about, it's going to be yours. The Lord will give you an eye there that will change your world. It will change your life. Change the life of your families. In the name of Jesus Christ. Get seated. Oh, glory, glory, glory. In the same energy, let everyone read. We are just starting. We will not waste time for today. So that you have a good impression about us for tomorrow. One, two, read, everyone. Hallelujah. Then the Bible says if you are in Christ, you are a better creation. No, 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 no. Then the Bible said if you are in Christ, you are 90% a new creation. Did he say you are 99.90999? What did the Bible say? It said if anybody, not thief person, not evil person, not Yoruba person, if anybody be in Christ, it's a what? New creation. You see why for many years we've been emphasizing the revelation of Jesus? Because you see, in him we live, Acts 17:28. In him we live, breathe, and what? Have our being. If your description about Christ is wrong, the discovery about yourself will be wrong. Because he determines our personality. You see, if anybody be in Christ, so if you wrongly understand Christ, you will not truly manifest who God intends you to be like. I will get what I'm trying to say. That is why your description of Christ must not be wrong. See, these guys are always disturbing about doctrine. Because doctrine is everything. As a man thinketh, so is he. If you have a wrong perspective about yourself, you will manifest wrongly upon the face of the earth. You cannot be saying something different from what your creator says that you are. If your creator, nobody understands Toyota like Toyota Company. Can Honda come and claim they understand Toyota more than Toyota Company? They must be sick. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. Nobody knows you. I mean, not the person that lost election, Kamala Harris and Biden. They don't know you. Like Jesus knows you. I mean, they lost election, amen? What a good way to start, Kabod. They don't know you. Look at how wicked the devil is. There's a law that said a grown man, 52 years, can enter the restroom of a little baby and he's himself. Those guys are filled with demons. If we lay hands on their head, it will come out. Imagine you go to a restroom of your 5-year-old daughter and you see one old man there. I don't want to use him, but let me use him. You see this man. How many of you will give him upper cut? So you are, I'm not a pastor. They say I'm a pastor. No, forget it. Let me kill this guy before I carry my pastor this thing again. Everybody will blow his head. Yes, sir. There are people that are wearing suits. They claim they have professorship. They wrote a law that permits this kind of thing. if it's not juju, what should we call it? I mean, there was a time before now, God raised another man and put forth. There was a time before now that, listen, somebody will stand up and marry Kat, and Kat is next of kin. Imagine they marry Kat. Kat becomes next of kin. Then the man died. Kat remained. There are some of you that want to marry that Kat. There are some people, sorry, that may want to marry that Kat to inherit the property of that Kat. There was a time intelligent people, so-called intelligent people, were thinking like that. Until God raised a man. You know, see, listen, there is no politics in the kingdom of God. Who told you that? Check your Bible. God was always interested in the next king of Israel. Remember? Before King Saul left, he anointed David to be the next king. When David misbehaved, he was just there occupying the office of a king. But the next king in the heart of God was already anointed. And you are wondering, are you listening to me tonight? Yes, some of you will enter politics. You will enter. Yes, who will sponsor you? Yes, who will sponsor you? We know what we are saying. Whatever they share, we'll double it. So that you win election. Righteousness, what? Exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach. You know our problem in this country is sin. When sin has ruled, what do you get? But righteousness, what? Exalt a nation. The church is the problem of Nigeria. You must be daft. If you knew where we started, you would know if they give me Nigeria in 24 hours, it will change. If you know when I started, how many of you remember when we started this thing? If you remember when I started GCMI by the Spirit of God, you will know that if you give me Nigeria in 24 hours, it will change. I told you one of the Tuesday, I said simple strategy. Very simple strategy. Life imprisonment with air conditioner inside the life imprisonment. Just carry them, put them line, give them best treatment. Don't flog them. Just make sure they die in prison, but let them be enjoying their life till they are. It will change. And that's why God wants to, is emphasizing the new man, the new man, the new man. Listen, let me ask you a question. We're just watching the ground, right? If you believe nobody can be perfect, all right? Why do you have a problem when somebody's seen a certain sin? Because it should be understandable that nobody can be. Why are you angry that somebody stole your phone? He's not perfect. It is expected that he steals your phone. You see that the wisdom does not make any sense. We are fighting our very own wisdom. Okay, you believe nobody can be perfect until somebody is coming close to your daughter. Then you want to fight Chinese. You are now Jackie Chan. No, pastor, you say nobody can be perfect. My imperfection is that when I see fair ladies like your daughter, I cannot stop, pastor. Pastor will be like, God will punish you. For go, get out, get out. But pastor, you just said it now. You know, many years ago, we had a friend that died. And while we were trying to pray that God should bring him back to life, the church had a problem with us, the present church at that time. They now were preaching on the podium. The man was saying that some of you are fighting God. God gives and God takes. Do you know that was a prayer of Solomon? Job in frustration. He was not inspired by the Spirit. You know, certain things he said were not by the Spirit, isn't it? Go and check it. He condemned himself at some point. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Very important. At some point he spoke by the Spirit. When God now came and warned him, he started speaking by the Spirit. But before God came to warn him, when his wife, marry rightly, when his wife started telling him bad things about God, he didn't know when he started insulting God. His wife. Hallelujah to Jesus. And he was inspired to say such a useless thing. Then we now take it as doctrine. There are a lot of things in the Bible. It doesn't mean that they are doctrine. Before Jesus came, nobody knew God. John 14. What did he say? He that has what? Has seen the one that sent me. Before he came, nobody had seen nor knew God. Do you get what I'm trying to say? He said, from where I come, no man has gone. No one had ever seen God, he said. Then he explained that if anybody sees him, then he has seen what? The one that sent me. Meaning Jesus is a revelation of God. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? In other words, before the New Testament, nobody knew God. That is why they were seen. They encountered some parts, some dimensions of God, but they never what? Knew God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Because in John 1, the Bible taught us of his fullness have we what? Received. It was in the New Testament when Jesus came that we saw the very fullness of God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? In Hebrews 1:3, the Bible explains also that Jesus is the fullness of God. So if Jesus was not seen in the Old Testament, the fullness of God was not seen in the Old Testament. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That simply means that if Solomon married so many wives, it's not the will of God. Because there was no perfect man in the Old Testament. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So Solomon married so wife, but he was still God's guy. No. The prototype for humanity was not revealed in the Old Testament. And Jesus Christ is a prototype. You know, Jesus Christ is called the two-edged sword. He reveals God to us and us to ourselves. When we see God, we see ourselves. Why? In the beginning, in Genesis 1:26, God created us in his word. And what? How do you know yourself? By looking at God. When you read the word, you see yourself. And that's why 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, it says, as we behold Jesus like a what? We're transformed into the image of God Almighty. So you see, Jesus is a revelation of God. He reveals God to us and reveals ourselves in the same way to ourselves. So whatever you see in Jesus is your reality. What did he say? Jesus speaking. He said, be perfect as your word. He's now your father. He taught us how to pray. He said, say our. He didn't just say my father. He's now your father. God is your father. Spirit give birth to spirit. Flesh to flesh. If anybody be in Christ, is a what? You've been born again, the Bible said, not of the will of a man, in John. Get that scripture for me in John 1. It said, you are born again, not by the decision of a man and a woman. Your new birth is by the Spirit. James 1 furthermore explained through the word of God. 1 Peter says, we've been born again by the incorruptible seed of God's word. Incorruptible. No corruption in that seed. Now, which one makes more sense? If you don't like certain sins when you complain, when you preach a message that nobody can be perfect, it simply means that that's not God's will. Because in his word he said, be what? Perfect. As your Father in heaven is what? Say, I'm perfect. Listen before we go. Many people are more used to their early definition. You know, before they encountered God, they got their definition and essence from the earth, their community, their school, their family, etc. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Are you guys here tonight? Glory, glory, glory. So one would tell them, this is who you are. There's a war in their mind. How can you say, I am so, so, and so, and so, and so, when I know I'm not perfect? That's what you think. The one that created you say you are perfect. You don't know yourself more than the person that created you. If I made, you know, I was showing somebody something. I was trying to preach to the guy. We're driving. He's a mechanic. Not a mechanic, no. Yes, a young man I preached to. I met him in Mechanic Village. So when I started talking to him about Jesus, I was trying to explain something to him. And he was not getting it. So when we're driving, I said, can you on your cruise control? It's something many people should know. But eventually, he didn't know, coincidentally. So I said, on your cruise control. He said, what is that? And what is his function? So I said to him the function and etc. And I helped him to on. He said, this thing has been in my... I said, yes. He said, I'm just realizing it for the first time. I said, yes. I said, you are perfect. You are just realizing it for the first time. Listen, that ability has been in the car for many years. He may have had that car for more than 10 years, but he realized it that day. There's a mystery that's been hidden for you in ages past. A mystery that's been hidden for your glory in ages past. Meaning if you know that mystery, you enter into what? Glory. But it has been hidden for what? Ages past. What is that mystery? Christ in you. The hope of glory. Is the assurance of a glorious life. Little wonder 1 John 3:9. It says, if you are born of God, if you are born of God, mashu blee blee blee. If you are born of God, you cannot, because the seed of God is in you. The nature of God is in you. You can't plant orange seed and expect mango harvest. It is not possible. When we say seed, we are talking about nature, essence. Every characteristic, capability of God is embedded within that seed. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single seed. Talking about Jesus in John 12. But when he died, was buried, and resurrected, he brought many, so much harvest. And the harvest must be like the seed. You cannot plant corn and harvest yam. It's not possible. Wheat. It's not possible. If Jesus was planted, many people like Jesus resurrected. I'm exactly like Jesus, the seed. 1 John 4:17. Hear what the Bible says. Glory, glory, glory. What to go, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have what? In the day of what? Because so we're in this present world. Not in the world to come. This world. With all the sin, God says you are perfect. You're perfect. You're perfect. I'm perfect. I'm perfect. Glory. If anybody be in Christ, is a new creation. New. Not improved upon. New. Because I cannot what? Pour new wine in what? Old wine skin. New. New abilities. Capabilities. Capacity. New. No wonder Paul said these words. I can now do all things. Did he say some things? All. Not some. Nobody knows you like Jesus Christ. Nobody knows you. Some weak folks ran to Jesus and said, we are weak. He said, let the weak say I'm strong. Because I know what I created. I never created weak beings on the earth. Some broke guys ran to God and said, make us rich. He said, no. Say I'm rich. Your nature is rich. We are a royal, a holy, a peculiar. You are not the poor trying to be rich. You are the rich discovering his possessions. Two different things. Stop trying to get rich. Discover your treasures. You're so loaded. In the book of Revelation, Jesus described the church. He said, although rich, they lived poor on the earth. Meaning in God's record, he recorded them as a rich church. But they were poor. In manifestation. Are you guys here tonight? And that's why the Bible says, be bold. Let your light so shine before men. Be bold. It says, refuse to be conformed to the systems of the world. They have a lot of descriptions for you. They think you are not perfect. Some of them think a man can be a woman, a woman can be a man. They have a lot of useless descriptions. You know, you were born and you were behaving weak, one kind. They now say, no, you have women genes on your inside. So just accept that. No. You feel like a woman, but you know you are a man. The knowing is bigger than the feeling. You know, those days in the barrack, when you behave like a woman, we used to do something to you. We'll take you to the bush and beat you. till you get angry and revenge. So when you stand up to revenge and blow somebody, will not say, ah, the guy is a man. But it's not like that in Christendom. Here we don't beat you with our hands. We beat you by the word of God. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Are you here? New creation. You know the Bible said about your nature? One of the things in Romans 6, let's see, wonderful scripture. Let's see it in the Amplified Rendition. We'll now see in the NLT and the last one, TBT. Want to go? We know that what? So that. Did you see that? Do you understand what you just read? Give me the NLT's rendition. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ, so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. Are you people here? The next rendition, TPT. Could it be any clearer that our identity is now and forever deprived of its power? For we were co-crucified with him to dismantle the stronghold of sin within us, so that we will no longer continue to live on one moment longer submitted to sin's power. I'll go back to the Amplified. I want to stay on that one. It says, we know that our old self, our human nature, without... Ask your neighbor, are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Their answer will determine whether they are in this scripture. Are we together? And we're not trying to mock. It's not a mock. We're not trying to mock you. If you feel we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you will receive it today if you want. Sorry, you will receive him today if you want. And you should want. Because without the Holy Spirit, oh my God. Should we tell them? Without the Holy Spirit, there's a big problem. You can't have the Holy Ghost. You see, the Holy Ghost comes with a lot of package. Are you people here? Let's share that fact small for them. Just small. He comes with a lot of package. Number one, revelation. He gives you the revelation of this, your new creation nature, very well. For instance, as we are saying some of this, some of you are saying Jege. You know why you are saying Jege? You don't have the Holy Spirit. Because what it takes to believe this reality is the Holy Ghost. So as we are saying now, you are like, you know, the funny thing, some of them are comparing us with UK. For UK, they know they do all these things, but their country economy good. Is it GCMI that is the problem of Nigeria? Is it Pastor Chris that is the problem of Nigeria? Look at Pastor Chris, for instance. Meditate for a moment. He started in a zinc building. Right now, he's in every part of the world. Every part of the world. Meaning, if Pastor Chris was the president of Nigeria, Nigeria embassy will be the best in every part of the world. And they, Pastor, our problem. They are not your problem. If they don't do, if they did not do their work well, you will not even know that Nigerians have money. How can a pastor say, they say people give 20 billion in a church? Why? It was because the pastor knew his work. Think about it. You and a man that gave 1 billion, who is more intelligent? No, wait. It's not. We don't want to sound like we're insulting. I'm sure nobody like that is here. We are talking to people online, probably. But listen, if a man can make 1 billion, you and that person, you that is angry, and the person that have 1 billion, who has the potency to be more intelligent? If they keep you and somebody one, who will we point that is more intelligent? I'm not talking about blood money. We're not in blood money, all those rubbish things. We're talking about legit money. A man stood up one time and bought Padibo a private jet. A man. People on Facebook angry. One man stood up. We did not see his Facebook comment. He did not apologize. We on Facebook, we're the one that think he doesn't deserve it. The man knows. He had an encounter. How can somebody just stand on the podium and say, in the name of Jesus, you are blessed. Then they will not be thinking that they will be rich for that reason. The guy became rich for that reason. He knows what, he knew what he received. You are the one that did not receive because you don't have honor. These are spiritual things. Okay, let me explain something to you before we continue. Imagine Elijah is one of the prophet in Nigeria. Imagine the prophet Elijah was from Nigeria. Prophet Elijah of Nigeria. Then one time we were watching Facebook Live in his church. And a woman comes that lost her husband. She now says she has her last mudu of rice in the house. But she now says to Elijah, but God told me that I should give you all. That if I give you, I'll be having rice. Oh. I'm sure Prophet Elijah, if he's in Nigeria present days, he'll say, Madam, I beg, I know this problem. Facebook will kill me. But imagine Elijah accepted. What would Nigerians tell him? They will go on honest broadcast and say the problem of Nigeria is politics and church. And night vigil. They'll change night vigil to night shift. You know, it's see finish that is causing all of this thing. Because if we have to be sincere, who is the problem of this country? We know. But it's us they can just call anyhow. You understand what I'm trying to say? Because we will not carry stone and hit your head. There's another people that will carry stone and break your head. The people that gave us Christianity, they brought Christianity to us. Their nation is 10 times better. They brought Christianity to us, America. Their nation is what? Christianity did not affect their country. It's our own now it wants to affect. Use your head. The problem is leadership. Look at you, intelligent set of human beings. Look at how intelligent. If you have, that is why a Nigerian enters UK, you hear that he made first class. Why will he not make first class? The way you read in secondary school. You read. When you finish now, no job. You don't go where there's even job and you will not read. Any spot you hear that Nigeria is a first class. Nigeria is a first class. One of the best neurosurgeons in the US, I think the best self is in Nigeria. Because we don't know how to use our own people. We don't know how to, we don't have a leadership that can manage our own people. Are you people here tonight? It's the devil that inspires people to think upside down. Politicians and Nigerians now are against church. Politicians, your real problem. Politicians and Nigerians are against church. Be wise. Have you ever heard that pastors beg federal government for loan? Is it tight? Tax and tithe. Which one do they collect more? Are you people here tonight? This is just addendum. It's not the focal point. But so that somebody is wise. Are you people listening to me? And they've not seen anything. No. They are part of the way that Pastor Chris are talking with billions. They are shouting. We are rising. The Bible says, listen. The Bible says the glory of what? Shall be what? They've not seen anything. For now, they are hearing that men of God are having private jet. Now, they'll be hearing that a church, one church, they have members, everybody. We are not saying rubbish. We are not saying rubbish. As far as your eyes can see it. I tell you the truth. You can be born again. Listen, I'm not talking about being religious. There are some religious Christians. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? Paul in Acts 17, he was looking at a Christian. They wrote, to the unknown God we worship you. Paul said, you don't even know who you are worshiping. That's why your lives are like this. They were fighting what Paul was preaching. And Paul told them, but you people are saying unknown God. See, even your poor. What they were saying, what they were singing in church was what Paul preached. They were against Paul. That's how terrible religion can be. They were singing it, Paul preached it. They wanted to fight Paul. Religion will make you be stuck in a place for a long time thinking God is your problem. He's not your problem. He said, my people perish for lack of what? Knowledge. Somebody say, God does not make people rich. Who makes people rich? Satan. Okay, let me tell you, let me ask you a question. Simple wisdom. You know, some of you are that person's fans because you are greedy. Let me ask you a question. It's just tight, oh. Nothing but tight. If me too, I start saying don't pay tight, they will be my fans. Come, brother. Please, everybody watch. Who have... Give me one 1,000, like... One 1,000, two places. Or 3,000. Anyhow, just... I will return it back to all of you. Don't be scared. It's a mighty supply. Shabaradabayakatabarash. Climb up here. You will return it back to you. Okay. How much is your plate of food this evening? Huh? No, don't lie. We'll talk the way you would have eaten if we didn't have this money. How much is your plate of food this evening if you want to go and eat out? 1,000. Okay. It's wheat, not without, but... Wheat, ba? Okay. Now you have 3,000. Huh? Alright, give me back. I'm going to give him a condition. I said, anytime you come to church, for instance, anytime you come to church and preach the gospel, you get 1K. Anytime you come to church and preach the gospel, you get 2K. So, the money is there. He can get it anytime he comes and what? So, preaching the gospel is what? Is it cash? Is an ability to get what? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So, how did I give him now? Could it be said that I gave him money? I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. What did I tell him to do? I said, anytime you preach, you get. So, now, have I given him the money? Alright. Here again. This man, I told him, anytime you preach, you get 1,000 naira. And I taught him how to preach so well. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So anytime he preaches, he gets 1,000. Now, what if he doesn't preach? What if he doesn't know how to preach? He doesn't stand a chance. But I gave him the ability, I taught him how to preach. So anytime he preaches, he gets 1,000. So in other words, have I given him money? Yes, I've given him true riches. Yes. Such that if preaching gives money, if he doesn't preach here and preach in another place, he will get money. I don't know that you are getting what I'm trying to say. Who is a coder here? You are a coder. You write codes. I know I have a lot of ICT people here. Rush forward. Let me add another one. Donald, how many of you remember when Donald didn't used to write code? Just a few months back. Now he's a full stack programmer. Amen. He does front end and back end. Hallelujah to Jesus. He collects good salary. He can marry. Listen carefully. Don't look at the container. Amen. The ability to code can give him any kind of money. If Donut is sacked, I'm not saying sack him. If your company people are watching me, I did not say people should sack him. But I say the day Donut gets fired, he may say, I'm not so excited. But he's bold. You know why he's bold? He has the ability to apply anywhere, get a job, and get. What if many years ago, Donald cried to me and I said, Donald, what's your problem? I said, I need money. I said, Donald, take. Hey, thank you, sir. You are a good person. You can go. Then this one came. I said, what is your problem? I said, I need money. I said, okay, be coming to Petra every Tuesday. I want to be teaching you programming. And I taught him for 1 month. He becomes a full-star programmer. This one collect 3,000 and go. Who is more wealthy? God does not give cash. Because this is, I just killed this guy. He gives the ability to give what? To get cash. He said, I am the Lord God that gave you the power to bring wealth. So does God make somebody rich? Go and sit down. Give him 1,000. Amen? Get seated. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here tonight? Are you following tonight? He gives the ability to bring about what? Wealth. Glory. Glory. Let me end with this. We can learn God's character from this. It simply means that God will not push you. What's happening? Can I have some things here? Is he outside? Okay. Reduce the volume there. Can you just put this thing like a wall? So that we end. Let's try to end. Like a wall. No, maybe two human beings should come and bow like this. Bow. Just no, hold your hands like this. You stand there. Hold your hands. Come. Hold your hands like a wall of limitation. Imagine these people, they are a wall of limitation, a wall of sin. Then see what I did to Pastor Ed. I didn't carry him and come here and I hit their hand. Go, go, go. I say, oh yeah, pass. That's not how God behaves. If he gives power to make wealth, we can discern his character. Yes, sir. That he will not just come and hit their hand. He will give you an ability. Yes, so that you will come there, hit them yourself and pass. In other words, listen, if you are hoping that after Jesus died, was buried and resurrected, then somebody will say, Ima, I like you. I want to kiss you. You know, say, God, come and block her. Block her mouth. Come and fire her with fire. Oh. God will be like, Ima, I'll give you the ability. If the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the same spirit as what? Put that scripture. See the next part of scripture. What I'm trying to explain. I want everybody to read first. From verse 11. Want to go. And if the word. Next part of scripture. See what God then says. So then. Brothers and sisters. We have. Stop. Give me the NKJV rendition. Everybody read. Want to go. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors. Stop. After God said, if the same spirit that raised us from the dead dwells in you, he said the same spirit as what? Quickened. How many of you have filled the Holy Spirit? It means your body has been quickened. Now God is saying, now that your body is quickened, you are the one owing me. I've done my own part. What have I done? I've quickened your body. What are you owing me? Next part of scripture. Debtors. Debtors, not to the flesh. To live according to the flesh. That's not what you are owing God. Next part of scripture. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But this is why we are debtors. Debtors to by the Spirit. Put to the deeds and you what? Meaning he has done his own part. When sin comes knocking at the door, do it uppercut. Hit it to the ground. Like Paul, I have the ability. I can do what? All things. Say, I can do all things. Don't allow anybody lie to you. They say you are addicted. Psychologists tell you that you don't stop an addiction. You only what? Replace an addiction with another. Is that not what they say? Who are they? The military will say, who goes you? Friends or enemy? Who are you? Who is the man? Is it the white baby they have or what? That make them to say you only replace an addiction with another addiction. What did God say? If any man be in Christ, he said what? No trace of the old things in you. Romans 6, he said, that body of sin, that body that likes to sin. Put it for us. That body that likes to sin. He said that body has been what? Destroyed. It has been nailed back to the tree where it came from. That's what the Bible said. Knowing that our old man was crucified with him, that body of sin, that the body of sin may be what? Done away with. That we should no longer be what? Slaves to sin. Are you seeing this here? Next part of scripture to blow your mind. Won't you go? For he who has died has been freed from sin. How many of you died with Christ? What did the Bible say about you? Are you going to be free? What has happened? You don't go back home now expecting a miracle to happen. Something should come out from your body and blow sin. You blow sin. The grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching them by the Holy Spirit how to what? Boldly look at sin and say, no. No. Are you people here tonight? Nobody knows you like God. Listen to me. I'm not kidding you. Nobody knows you. You've been called out from every tribe, people, and world, nation, by the precious life of Jesus. He has given you a new life. A new life. Nobody had the life before Jesus came. Not even Elijah. He said the greatest in the Old Testament was John the Baptist. He said, but the least in the kingdom. The least in the kingdom. Who are those in the kingdom? You have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into what? God's marvelous light. You are the ones in the kingdom. And the least in the kingdom is what? Greater. Greater than who? John the Baptist. Have you seen people when they hype Elijah before? That these are the days of Elijah. He's a wonderful prophet. If I see him in heaven, I will hug him. But listen, our days are greater than the days of Elijah. That's what the Bible said. Believe it. You know, some people, if you want to know how powerful you are, read about the old prophets. See the mighty things they did. The Bible says you can do times two. He said, if the ministry of the righteous was glorious, he said, the ministry of condemnation was glorious. What did he say? He said, the ministry of the righteous, what? Excels in glory. The beginning of our faith is not Elijah, nor his activities. The Bible said, Jesus is the beginning and what? The author and the what? See your life in Jesus. That's why when the disciples said, Master, call down fire like Elijah did. He said, don't you know the manner of spirit you have? I am the beginning of your faith. In the Old Testament, there were some kind of mixture between flesh and spirit because God was not defined to men. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So people walked in the flesh, anointed men walked. For instance, David saw a naked woman, slept with her, killed her husband. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Yet David was anointed before he did that. God punished him and still forgave him. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? But in the New Testament, the new man in Christ can never do that. See what the Bible says about the new man in Christ. It was never seen in the Old Testament. 1 John 3:9. Are you here? Are you here? We're going to read. Let's see in the Amplified rendition. I like it in the Amplified. Oh my God. Amplify Classic. No one born begotten. Alright, just give me in the TPT. I don't want a long one. Alright, just give me in the NKJV. I want a short one because I want time to just, we just want us to finish. Want to go. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains. And he cannot sin because he was what? Do you believe this?
Yes, sir.
I know these things, you've been hearing it in church for a long time, but this is your life. Oh. This is your reality. Oh. Are you people listening to me? This is what will make the world a better place. If everybody understands and believes this truth, nobody will steal from anybody. Do you know God? There's a date. Do you know in the powers here, God, the Bible says God alone will become our light. Mean the end of salvation for everybody is a perfect world. That's what we call the second coming, where there is no sin, no nothing. But listen, you don't wait for that time to be like this reality. The Bible said you can be it right now. You can be like him in this present world. Some are like him, some are not like him. And we that are like him are the ones pushing for everybody to be like him. You know, I was reading a scripture in Matthew 13. The Lord hit me with a revelation. He said a good master came, he planted some seeds, and they were what? Wheat, isn't it? And while men slept, then another one came and planted the wrong ones. So when he came for harvest, he could not harvest because while he's trying to remove the word tares or wheat, he will hurt the other party. And I was wondering, God, who slept? Is it your debt? No, it doesn't enter. He told me, he said, son, look at it carefully. I gazed into it carefully. He said, what did I say? He said, why men? He said, did I say why Jesus? He said, no. He said, why men? Then he connected it to a scripture. He said, the earnest expectation of creation awaits the manifestation. He said, the world is hoping on we Christians. We are light of the world. He said, as long as we are lukewarm, men, Satan will come and be destroying God's creation. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He will be causing all kind of havoc on the earth. You see, Christianity is not, how do I used to say it? It's not isolation from the world. What is Christianity? Infiltrating the world. Listen carefully before we close. Jesus did not come to take you to heaven. No. He came to bring heaven to you. Oh, I know that doesn't sit well. Want to go, the Lord's Prayer. Want to go. Our, who art in, hallowed, your kingdom. How? When your will is done, as it is done where? Your kingdom. Your kingdom. We go into his kingdom. His kingdom. That's it. God wants to take over this world through you. Let me quote a scripture before we pray. Are you ready to pray? Like I said, today we will not waste time just to water the ground. The book of Daniel. Oh, there Jesus. Oba, oba. Oba, oba. Your kingdom reigns forever. Daniel 7:27. Want to go? Then the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdoms under the whole heaven shall be given to what? The sense of what? Shall be given to what? The sense of what? His kingdom is and what? Everlasting. And all dominion shall what? Serve. But who will receive the kingdom and establish, and how will God establish it? Through us, the saints. Are you seeing this? That God is waiting and banking on you. That is why you cannot afford not to stay with the word of God. You must learn to stay with the word of God. Before I forget, I will still emphasize more. Jesus said, don't you know the manner of spirit you have? We are new creations. We are not following the order of Elijah, Samson, Moses. We are new creation. New creation. Not conscious of sin, fear, lack. We are full of the Holy Spirit. We are a different kind of people. Are you listening to me? Not better creations. What? New creations. New creations. The Bible says we are born of God. We cannot say. We are partakers of his divine nature. It says we have escaped the corruption that is in the world through loss. We have escaped. This is the solution for long-lasting marriage. No marriage seminars where they teach you sanguine, melancholy. No. What makes a man to live above sin and not cheat on his wife is that he understands that he is a partaker of God's divine nature. And have escaped the corruption in the world through what? Loss. This is what we need. If we have more Christ seminars, men will not cheat on their wife. And if we have more Christ seminars, thank God, you know what is happening on Facebook. Women will not cheat on their husband. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We need Christ seminars. Christ seminars. Every sinner, whether they are watching us online or probably they are seated there, nobody likes to sin. Nobody likes to sin. That's why anybody that wants to sin, he will go to dark places and sin. Have you seen a man cheating on his wife? Broad daylight. He said, hello ma, my wife, see my side cheek. Sorry, oh, this world now, you don't do some kind of things. Hello, ma. See my... Do you understand what I'm trying to say? What will your wife do to you? There was a story on Facebook. A lady poisoned a young man and 4 of his friends died. Probably that will happen to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. It may happen. Anybody, if people want to smoke Igbo, they rush somewhere where nobody is around. Have you noticed? They'll just go and hide somewhere and be doing like this. Cannabis. If people want to mention all the sin, they'll be hiding. Any sin, they'll be hiding. Anybody, you carry chicken, put under their clothes, you'll be moving. Because nobody likes to sin. Are you listening to me? Who wants to go and sleep with a man and collect 1 billion? A malam she doesn't know. Or an allergy she doesn't know. Nobody likes that. But some people are like, I don't have an option. That's why they do it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I'm not saying that's an excuse to do it. I'm saying that's why some people do it, because of hunger. Hallelujah to Jesus. But listen, the truth is that Jesus said in his word that if the seed of God is, you will not sin. Listen, he didn't just stop you from sinning. He gave you the ability to make wealth. So as a Christian, what came to you is sozo. In Greek it's called sozo. In Hebrew it's called soteria. It means salvation, full package. He saved you from sin and the consequence of sin. One of the consequences of sin is poverty. If the nature of sin is destroyed, you can't think poverty, you only think abundance. Let me end with this. When God saw 5,000 people, did he change 5 loaves of bread? Is it 5 loaves of bread? And 2 fishes. How many people were there? 5,000 men. Minus women and children. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible said Jesus did not multiply the bread. You know, I saw a part of scripture, I may show you people tomorrow. In Luke, he said a parable. And when he said the parable, he now asked them, where is your bread? Did you bring your bread? They now said, does Jesus not know that we did not bring bread? But he told us not to buy bread. Then he now said, I'm surprised. You people think I'm talking about natural bread. Did I not multiply bread? Will I not do it again? I will show you tomorrow. You will shout to that scripture. But this is the point. Jesus saw 5,000 men and women and whatsoever, but he changed bread, plain bread of 5 loaves, to plenty bread. It went around two times, three times, and there were still what? 12 baskets leftover. Not remnant, leftover. You know, not these crumbs from the table where some will fall to the ground. No. There were plenty arranged. Jesus said, don't waste anything. Arrange it. He's a businessman. Arrange it. Don't waste anything. You know, I always waste food before I became married. And when I became married, my wife would give me food. I would eat half. She used to come and say, oh God, why did you not tell me now? Why, you know, and why, who used to complain for this kind of thing? So I said, no, just throw it out. I said, no, it's very wrong. You are wrong. You are wasting. I don't like this. And I'm like, eh? What is the meaning of this one? If she knew where I'm coming from. Sometimes before I got married, they'll cook me food, put in cooler. Pastor Head will leave it in the car. After 1 week, he removed it from the boot. It's still in the boot. I forgot it there. I can't remember how many times I've forgotten meat, food, in the kitchen like that and slept off. And they come, I say, something is smelling in this house. Pastor, hey, check someone. Hey, sir, is the chicken they gave you last 2 weeks? I say, And I'm like, I wish. But one day she told me, we're arguing. She said, Jesus did not waste. I said, actually, in my heart. I'm sure she's just knowing today that I admit it. I did not admit it to her. Actually, Jesus did not waste. So I told myself, I will try to stop wasting. I'm sure he gave that young man that borrowed him 5 breads. He gave him back and said, go and enjoy yourself. Go and start a business. They say, give to Jesus. You say, churches are stealing. You think Jesus needs your money? When he's done with them, when he doubled the money, he will give you back with so much balance. It's just the truth. That is why, why do you think that people that always give? People that always don't give, don't have to give. Why? Because givers never... That's what Jesus said. You can argue with your phone. You know, how I go give, I no go lack. I no be mumu, they no fuse my head. The Bible said the foolishness of God is better than the wisdom of man. He said the things of the spirit are spiritually discerned. How can you explain that woman? She carried her last food, gave a man. Gave him. And when he ate, Elijah too had mind. He ate. You know why he ate that food? Because he know, you know, the problem we have with fake prophets today, they eat, they don't have the power to multiply. I don't know that you're getting on training. That's why there's a problem. If you eat, make sure you can multiply. Did you people get on? The church don't used to sow seed to me. If they go and check you, you are playing PS5. Man of God. You are saying, I win. Ronaldo. Hey, Ronaldo on the beat. Man of God. He's watching seasonal movie. Elijah was in the forest. He was talking to God on the mountain. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's why he boldly ate it. When he ate it, he said, go and borrow gallons. Borrow them. She was borrowing. He said, knock your neighbor's door. Collect as much as you can. Look at the impetus. Guess what he now said? He said, I declare. I'm the one adding that to. We didn't see it in the Bible. He said, I declare oil. It was just entering. She would just keep it to enter. You don't fool. Oh. She said, I did come. She'll go and carry another one and come. She will keep it to full. Man of God, all the gallons are full. Some people are thinking we're lying. It's in the Bible. Go and read it. As long as we're containers, oil was just entering. You know, when God moves in a way, people, do you know some people are wondering, this thing really happened like this for Bible, the way this man of God is talking? Yes, like this, it happened. Exactly like this. Now lie, I go check. Go check. What of the other one, Elisha? A woman, anytime Elisha enter a town, she will prepare something for him. One day, Elisha said, go and ask that woman, what does she want? This whole noise is too much. You cook me or not cook me this one. What do you want? That's not it. She even had a room, a space. That anytime he comes to the house, she come and sleep in the house. He said, no. Gehazi, go and ask that woman. She needs something. Of course, Gehazi went there, found out. She said she does not have a bikino. He said, what does she want? A child? What was the story like? What? He descended. He told Elisha, and when he did it, whatever was her need came. But that's not the point. There was a woman again that Elisha had an encounter with. Can you remember? He told her, get, what do you have? She said, a little bottle of oil. He said, carry it. Borrow plenty cans from your neighbor. She borrowed. He said, that little bottle of oil, use it to fill all the big cans. I'm sure she will ask Elijah, are you they mad? They whine me. I go enter you. Elijah said, before you do it, shut the door. I don't want neighbor to come and advise you. I said, madam, you dey pay your tithe, you be mumu. Carry the money, go give poor people. He said, lock the door. Lock it. She was pouring it. Pouring. She needed more. She went and borrowed again. Brought. Pour. Small something like this. Was filling gallons. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Small business like POS is building house. Are you people getting the connection? God just wants you to make effort. That small business will build the house. You didn't get what I'm trying to say. I know you didn't believe what I just said. I know. What I mean is that the small business will start a big business that will build the house. Is it this business now that has given 2K? 2K. As long as you had the impetus to start and you didn't steal. Neither do you go to any Elijah and say, give me money. God is saying, because you have the impetus to obey me, I will bless the work of your hands. So don't just sit down. Start something. It's strategy. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? It's part of the strategy. That small thing you have started, it will build the house. It will build that. That's what God is trying to say in that part of scripture. Small bottle of oil. I'm talking about the next CEOs. Yeah, I'm talking about big guys in the industry. Say, God doesn't like people to have money. Where? Whoever followed God and was poor. Mention one person. Let me drop my Bible and close. They did not follow money. They followed God. Peter started. He had the opportunity to start a national fish business. International fish business. He was turning money tonight. God came to him. He said, what are you looking for? It's a fish. It's a casting net. I just came. I said, what business? Who is doing any business here? That you dropped. Whoever started business here that he dropped, don't be. Oh, okay, no problem. You dropped the business. I'm not seeing hands. You people are ashamed. You know, some people have so cloth, do cake, and just pick one for me that you drop, not all. Which one? Aaron, pick one inside the plenty, anyone, just pick anyone. Huh? And he dropped. Now, God, imagine Jesus comes and say, what have you been doing? He said, I used to do phone accessories, I've been trying, it's not working. He said, go and start it to work. Does it make any sense? The same place Peter had been putting net, no fish. He came, he said, cast the net, you catch fish. Peter said, sir, it's not like I'm disrespecting you. I've been putting this net in this place, this same position, since morning. Since night, I did all night here, night shift, sorry. I did it here. I did not catch one fish. But master, I've heard about you. At your word, I'll throw my net. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you catching what I'm trying to explain tonight? Are you following? Oh, give me that scripture that said, by the prophesying of the prophet. What's the name of that scripture? Ezra what? I want that scripture. I saw it on somebody's Facebook lately. Is it, and they succeeded by the prophesying of the prophet? I saw it on your Facebook. I thought so. Media, check it for me. But you see, the Bible says, when Jesus said it, he tried it. When he threw it, he caught so many fishes. Net sink, net breaking, boat sinking harvest. In just a couple of minutes. My friend told me many years ago, he said, listen, it was the word of Jesus that produced the fish inside. It was the words of, when he said, throw your net, fishes gather and say, master, don't come. What activates the blessing? Words. This one, he liked to talk. I am blessed, I'm above. You are not just doing talk. You are saying what will happen. I can never be broke in my life. He just liked to make mouth. See him now. You've planted something for the future. A time will come, it will be like a dream before people. Anywhere you go, everybody wants you on top. Like Jacob, blessing conscious, entered a family man, a man's house, took his two daughters. Two of them. The man thought he cheated. Two daughters. That's not all. Took all of his money because of the blessing upon his life. New creations, are you listening to me? Yes, you that you think they are cheating you in that office, have a good character. Like Jacob, don't be angry. You are coming back out loaded. Like Joseph, they may have lied about you and said all stuff about you, but you are now in the prison, isn't it? And you are claiming, you are still praying in tongues, but they are laughing at you, but no problem, you are coming out stronger. You are coming out as prime minister in charge. Are you people here tonight? You can't serve God in vain. And as you are serving God, be speaking words. Be diligent to the secret place. Be diligent. The time is coming, and it's now. I've told you people, GCMI, prepare yourselves. A new kind of people, never been seen before. There is no village you will not enter and preach Jesus. It's our delight. We are not just for cities. We will go to cities and enter villages. That's the fun of Christianity. It's like you don't like villages here. We will heal the sick. Raise the dead. Imagine they call you and say your mother had stroke. You know why this kind of news don't make... You know, Satan used to paint it in our hearts. How many of you have been trying something before? You are on bike. I had a lady friend many years ago. She only likes to take bad things. She can be on keke like this. I say, what if I jump out of this keke? What will happen? Stupid thoughts used to come to our mind. Say, what if we are going like this now? One thriller just come and climb our car. You see, people just be shifting close to us. It's only you that will die. Stupid thoughts. You just sit down sometimes. Satan will paint a picture. Your mother was sick. He will paint a picture. What if your mother dies? He has not said your mother is dead. Or some people will start crying. He just painted a picture. You know, I went somewhere to pray for somebody and they were crying. I said, is the person dead? He said, no. He cannot talk. I said, why are you crying? The lady was shouting, my daddy, oh, my daddy. I said, well, tell her to go outside. He's her father, oh, but let her go outside. Because she will kill her father now. You know, because how can your father, they say he's not breathing well. Daddy, you have agreed that he has died. Jesus entered somewhere. They say she is dead. He said, no, she's sleeping. Faith has a language. The language of the new creation. He said she is sleeping. The Bible said they ridicule Jesus. They laugh at Jesus. Have they laughed at your faith before? You said some people say, Mumu, all these Christians from Africa are idiots. They laugh at Jesus. Jesus said, okay, let them go outside and laugh. They went outside. He said, young daughter, my daughter, come back. He called her name. She stood up from the dead. True life story. It's not a lie. True life story. They told him, Lazarus is sick, oh master, please come. Jesus, like every man of God, wasted time. And he came late. And when he came late, the Bible says Lazarus had already died. Then he cried. The Bible says he wept once. Jesus wept. The tears just dropped. He raised his head, cleaned his eye. It's a roll of the stone. Ah. Weeping may endure, for joy comes. Meaning, don't cry more than you. God did not design that you should cry more than you should enjoy in this life. Your days of suffering or tears should just be small compared to a night. But your joy should be almost 24 hours. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He just wept small. Clean the tears, roll off the stone. Lazarus! Come out. Think here whether it was 3 days or 4 days. Come out. The Bible says Lazarus stood up with the dead body thing and was coming outside. He said, lose him, it's okay. They lose him. Lazarus was healthy. They say the person does not have kidney. We can speak kidney inside the system. Oh, Pastor Simon is mad. What is he doing? I'm not mad. There was a woman in the temple that said Jesus was preaching in that temple. That woman had been coming to that temple every day. Are you all listening to me?
Yes,
the Bible says, Jesus looked at the woman. He said, what is wrong? They say she doesn't have hand. He said, lift up your hand. They say she doesn't have hand. He said, lift up your hand. She did like this. New hand appeared. And I know why you are not clapping. I know. It's unbelievable. God will shock one of you here with new teeth. So that you understand. Say, my eye, I cannot see well. New eyeballs can enter. Are you people getting on trying to say, new one? I went to the doctor. They say, my eyes, I'm developing something. I said, no problem. I went there because I discovered I was not. When I was done, I went to the house, laid my hands on my eyes. I don't joke. Satan sent sickness to kill you. If you like, don't talk. It will kill you. Don't joke with sickness. He has come, but to what? To what? To what? Don't joke. I laid my hands on my eye. Spoke words. Get out in the name of Jesus. You can't be there. You feel pain somewhere. Get out in the name of Jesus. They say your mother is in coma. Go speak to her in coma. Stand up in the name of Jesus. I told a young boy in Lagos, they said the mother has stroke. I said, your mother has stroke and you are getting fat. You are not a serious young man. I said, it's time for fasting and prayer. Give, what did Daniel say? He said, oh king, give us what? Time. Not just waste the time. What did he do? He prayed. We are new creations. We are not foolish people. We know exactly what we are doing. So we went to that church. They were doing, mumu people. When did you hear that somebody died in the church? I've been pastoring this church for more than 6 years now. From campus days as a fellowship. I've not lost anyone. Listen, it's not a coincidence. You know, not just mistakes. Now mistakes, somebody not die. Go and open ministry and do the mistake. Replicate it. Because we know what we're doing when we pray. I've met my people at the point of death, though. Oh, I've seen my people shaking on the bed, though. I told Mama T, no, it can't happen. In the night, she will tell you, my eyes are sharp in the night. I'm calling your name, you will not die. It's not possible. Then, I don't pray English. Ligo, bra. I don't know whether it's one demon from Ogbadigbo or Vandigia. I don't know. I don't care. Where are they coming from? With tongues, I'll pick them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? We don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. But the Lord helps our infirmities with what? Groanings that our words cannot what? Express. It has saved us a great deal. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Oh, glory forevermore. No bad thing can happen. I told you a story of a young man. People were dying in his family every November. When we tell him about new creation realities and the rest, he will mock us. He will laugh. He will come to church and fold his hand like this and just look at us. He admires what we are doing, but he's not in that trash. And one time, one of the women died, one of his sisters. Then, when November was getting close, he started observing one kind of thing he has never observed again in his life. He ran, "Pastor, I want to see you." I said, "Okay." We met in the office. "What is it?" "I want to give my life to Christ." I said, "Ah, just like that. I've been preaching in church every time. You did not raise your hand." He said, "Sir, something has been happening in my family. I want to be born again now." I said, "Okay, say these words with me." He said it. I said, "Okay, we'll meet on Sunday." He said, "No, sir. Can I be filled with the Holy Ghost?" I said, "You won't pray in tongues?" He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Okay, on Sunday, my pastors will lay hands on you." He said, "No, can I pray now? Tomorrow may be too late." I held his hands. Before I said receive, he had received by force. Yeah, baba, capital letter tongues. He did not die in his own tongue because he can pray. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? They say pray in the spirit, be filled with the Holy Spirit. You are in your house. Ozeba, 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 Ozeba. Oh God. Imagine they send a demon from, give me a local government, Okpoga. Sorry, it's just that we like that name. Imagine they send a demon from Okpoga to visit you in the night. Dad, I don't believe in demons. All those demons is African mentality. No problem. No problem. We are sorry, sir. No problem. Magana Yakari. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the demon visits you. The demon is wondering whether he will even succeed. But when he gets to your house, demons start dancing. Before they kill you, they are dancing. He calls his only colleagues. "Make una come, oh, party day here, oh, Ozeba, Ozeba. Make we finish, make we dance before we kill them on their last day." Somebody answer me, what will stop you from dying that day? Only one thing, if your mother or father is praying for you. If nobody is praying for you, you will die. Do you know that witches have tried a lot of people and they succeeded a lot of times? There's a man going to the village, they say nobody talks to that uncle because the uncle has killed, the uncle now killed his father. So they say he should not come as the first boy. So when he heard it, he had now become born again, they didn't know. He said he's going. They stopped him, he now looked for his village and went. Appeared in the village. Ha! Uncle heard that the boy appeared. The uncle was shocked. The uncle now came to the house to visit. They say if he give you a hand, don't shake him or just bow your head. Greet him well before he vests. So when the uncle came, he now told them no problem. He now shook the uncle and hugged the uncle. The uncle went back and died. He went back home, slept, and died. What happened? Power jam power. You know, when you touch light from past your neighbor, when electricity from past your neighbor touch you, you will not really feel it like that. It's not a broom. When you go to high tension cable, when you hug transformer, we don't joke. This is we're not trying to excite you. Have you heard a man in scripture they call David? All these cultists in town saying, "I go kill you, I go kill you." It's one small girl, come, that will send for you. Come. How old are you? See, they are happy that I want to talk your name. David was around 17. She just senior David in 1 year. Are you even 18 already? You are sure you are 18 already? Okay. 18. A man called Goliath, like a giant, he almost reached this up here. Stands before this girl, for instance, who is 17 here. It's their shame of their age. You think some of us are not wishing we are 17 again? Come. Who wants to be old? You know, when you are young, you want to be old so that you have some freedom. When you are old, you say, Kai, can I be young again? When you pay your house rent two times, you say, no. Let me go back to those days. You know, some of you that have not paid house rent, you don't understand what we're doing. Then, listen, David was so big. When David saw Goliath, small children like this. They are not small children. David said, you people are disrespecting me. I'm expecting men. You carry this thing. He said, I'll just use it to clean my mouth. If I eat food out. That's what Goliath said. The senior brother of David said, you this stupid boy, you have come again with your mouth. You can talk too much. That's one of the qualities of somebody that has revelation. You talk big things too much. Say, daddy will say, you are not making money. You say, daddy, I will buy you a helicopter soon. I believe soon. Listen, the Bible said, Goliath looked at David and said, you this thing. Trying to paraphrase. David, open his mouth and talk. If it's you, will you talk? David, talk. Say, my name is this one. I'm the chief cutters of Makodi. No problem. We are sending you a David. All of us are too much for you. You went somewhere, they gave you jazz. They jazz you. You know, I met somebody threatening me one time. I asked him, do you know me? He said, I don't care who you are. I will show you. You will not pass the street. I said, see, brother, I'm not arguing with you. Ask about me. Ask around the neighborhood. But my first name is Simon. He went and asked. The next day, he came and apologized. I said, see, I will deal with you in the secret place. I will break your leg and break your hands. And I will be seeing the evidence. The first day, I will break your left leg. When you start walking with when I meet you in the secret place, I will break the person that gave you charm, I will break his father's head. You see, well, it is not mouth. Charm. Paul said this is for some of you that have knowledge. Are food meant for idols not supposed to be eaten by us? He said, for you that have knowledge, meaning if you carry food and give Oleku. Aleku, we can go and say Aleku, you don't hear anything, you don't say anything. You eat it in the shrine there. Are you here tonight?
Yes,
nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop you. It's your time. It's your season. It's your time. It's your season. They say there's something somewhere in the village that is affecting you people. It catches fire. You are a new creation. Be on your feet. They say in our family, people don't marry. You tell them it ends with me. I'm not born again of the will of a man. I'm born again by the Spirit. Lift your hand, somebody, and pray in the Spirit. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. King of kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. King of kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. You're the King of kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God, we worship you. Lift your voices and pray. King of kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God, Shabakata Lada Bagavaya. Can I hear new creation prayer tonight? Shatapakonde Palataya Shepakata Parakoteshipaka.
You're the King of Kings, Lord of God, faithful and true, Lamb of God. We worship you. You're the King of Kings, Lord of God, faithful and true, Lamb of God. Shabakata. Sheba baba ya katala gabaya. You're the King of Kings. Lift your voice and praise somebody. You're the Lamb of God. Sheba baba ya kotne da baya katne da baya katala boya.
New creations, pray, new creations.
Pray. In English, in tongues, in your language, whichever way you can pray tonight. Make sure you're praying. Anyhow you can pray. Shena makonda na beba kana ne. Embala na mo shana na manda. Shana na maya kana na maya kona ya kana. Somebody lift your voice. No movements. Pray in the spirit. It's a vital and important moment. Lift your voices. Pray. You're the King of Kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God. We worship you. You're the King of Kings, Lord of all, faithful and true, Lamb of God. We worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Lift your voices and pray. Shapakato sapakataya. Hallelujah. I sense in the spirit God doing a lot of things. I sense it. Hale shapakotola libranda kapaso kataya. As the sounds of the spirit are rising, angels are touching. God is touching by his spirit. Patakataya, patterns are breaking. Paliatonsia kapala taya. Senana mayemba kona nina nasonata. Shila na monsa nani yako nana monja. Shana na mondi ya katalanisha. Lift your voice, pray. Shabakata yabakata. Hey, hallelujah. 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 The Lord is touching so many people. I'm hearing different cases. Waist pain, eye problem, pains on the knee, partial deafness. He's touching. The Lord is here. Shapa katayaba. Jena mala kona nina nama sona li alonsa nama nane. Shela la mons ya komba la diata. Sheba na na nama ya koni ya na nama sona balate. Sana na monsa na kalena nonsi ya na monsa tabalade. I hear a sound in the spirit. I can hear a sound in the spirit. Yes, I hear a sound of a new church rising. Yes, I hear you're rising in your thousand. You're rising from this place. And they are the city of the Lord. Oh, oh. We are in the days of your spirit. Oh, we see a generation greater than Elijah. Oh, and new people rise tonight, new creations. Are people boldly saying no to any form of sin? I can hear a sound in the spirit. Yes, I hear a sound of a new church emerging. Yes, I hear you're rising in your thousands. You're rising from this place. It's a prophecy. And they are the city of the Lord. Oh, 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 oh. We are in the days of your spirit. Oh, we see a generation greater than Elijah. Hey, oh, go ahead, somebody, and pray. Press, press. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are a new creation. Let revival happen from your inside. Let it happen. Somebody say, Lord, I've been far. Tonight, I've realized that you are closer than I ever imagined. You are my present help in times of need. Lord, I'm plugged to you again. There's somebody praying that prayer. Lord, I'm plugged to you again. Unashamed. I'm not ashamed. I may have made mistakes, but Lord, here I am again. I stand boldly. I come boldly before the throne of grace. Lift your voice, somebody. Lift your voice. We belong to God. He created us. He's our King and He's our Lord. Don't declare your allegiance to the Lord. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Lift your hands to your Creator and talk to Him. Talk to Him. Forget about your neighbor. Talk to your Maker. Japakota kataya. Repekotondia katalia. Eshana pakatalish. Somebody pray tonight on a shame. Pray. 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 It's time to rise, Zion. Pray. In English, in your language, in other tongues, anyhow you can pray. God is here. Capture God tonight. Capture Him. Capture Him. Test and see that the Lord is good. Test the Lord tonight. I dare you, even if you're an atheist, even if you're an atheist, dare the Lord tonight and see His power. Tell Him to touch you. Dare Him to touch you tonight. Call that problem. Tell Him, Lord, this is me. This is the situation. Unashamed, Lord, I am for you. I may have made mistakes in the past, but Lord, here am I again. And this time I know that I am born of God and I cannot sin. I am born of you. I'm bold. I've not received the spirit to fear again, of sound mind, of power, and of love. That's the spirit I've received tonight. Shall flow rivers, rivers of living waters, higher, out of a palace. Something is happening to everyone in this place. If you are connected, if you are aligned tonight, something is happening. I can sense it. The Lord is here. His word is here, and amen. Out of the bells shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. That fire is rising again. That fire. Out of the bells shall flow river, rivers of living waters. For as the river flows, it begins to bring every death into life. It's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow. Let it flow right now. As the river flows, it begins to make every death into life. Life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right now. Out of your belly, flow river. He's upon us, the Holy Ghost. He's upon us. Custodian of the secret of God. He's upon us. God's mighty right hand. He's upon us. He's a scepter of the city of God. He's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, scepter of the city of God. Tonight, He's upon me. He's upon me tonight. He's upon me tonight. He's upon me. Holy Ghost, He's upon me. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God. He's the Holy Ghost, Scepter of the King of Kings. It's the Holy Ghost, Seal of the age to come, changing everything in this place to the obedience of Christ. He is changing everything in your life in obedience to Christ. Changing everything. I'm so excited with what God is doing, and I would like us to end with this song. I will lay down my doors, thrones I have made, all that has taken my mind. Jesus, I will lay down my doors.
That's a song for a new creation. Thrones I have made, and all that has taken my mind. Oh, oh God, I will lay the idols and thrones I have made, and all that has taken my heart. I can do all things through Christ. And Lord, I will bow to you to no other God but you alone. Lord, unashamed we sing. Lord, I will worship you. Nothing can separate but you. Lord, you are more costly than diamond. Lord, you are more beautiful than gold. Lord, you are more precious than silver, and nothing I desire compares to you. Do I have a lot of people that agree with this song tonight? Lord, lift your hands everywhere. You are, let's sing it together. More precious than silver. Sing it to the Lord, everyone. Lord, you are more costly than gold. With conviction. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamond. Tell him, and nothing I desire compares to you. There is nothing I desire. There is nothing I desire. Sing it. There is nothing I desire. Oh, there is nothing I desire compares to you. One more time. There is nothing I desire. There is nothing I desire. There is nothing I desire compared to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh God, there is nothing we desire. There is nothing we desire tonight. Knowing you, there is nothing we desire compares to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.